Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Health insurance made easy through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until 10. It is Friday now, the 14th of March, 2025. It is St. Patrick's weekend, our national holiday, north and south. Landing beautifully too, with a day out and a day off for many on Monday. And I can tell you the forecast for Loyal Fodrick is also very good indeed. Bright, I was reading on Met Aaron this morning, mostly dry. Just a little bit of wind on the 17th of March. Sure, it wouldn't be Ireland without the wind tickling you through every available gap. Taras, Jock, Tom, each air on WhatsApp. It's 087 032 32 32. Trocado, 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 which is a very nice way to do it. And you can also email Oliver at rte.ie. Now, we are very, very excited about our visiting critic today. It being Friday, visiting critic day. Brian Dobson, Dobbo himself, live in studio. And it's nearly a year since he retired as Ireland's greatest ever anchorman on the television. Well, with the News of One was his last job, of course. And what discomfort zone did we get him to review for all of you? Well, he visited the Cabin Crew at their studios in Cork City, this Ireland's young hub for rap music. And he actually tried his hand at becoming a rapper himself. He actually really did. Our Dobbo, DJ Dobbo, Snoop Dobb, we should start calling him, our notorious D.O.B. We'll find out other rap names as the day goes on. So Dobbo only went and recorded a tune of himself rapping. I cannot wait. I haven't heard it yet myself, honest to God. I'll learn and hear it for the first time with all of you. Kind of nervous how it's going to go. And also, it's from a studio that is known for producing a fair few bangers. The Cabin Crew were responsible for this one, along with our pals, of course, from the Listoon Varna crew. The Spark. Bouncing is what we hope Dobbo will be doing it, and we'll find out how his rapping went. The Cabin Crew, by the way, are also grand marshals for Monday's Patrick's Day parade in Cork City. A grand parade on the grand parade, says you. And looking forward to our chat with Dobbo and find out what he's been up to as well in his merry retirement, I hope. Also, of course, we have a competition for you. It's being Friday. We come back to our party piece competition, and we want you to be one of our party piece people. Very, very great prizes to win. And you can just talk to us. We can come on the phone. You can perform your talent, whether it's a song, a poem you wrote, an impression that you do, a story you tell, a few jokes. Last Friday, Kevin Burke of Rathfarnham in Dublin launched things off in ways we didn't expect, and he gave us an iconic moment of broadcasting history in the run-up to the rugby match this day last week. There he was. That was Kevin Burke. And we also had a great rendition of Nancy Spain from Anne Tracy, who was down in Dingle. And Laura King told us a joke that she got from her four-year-old about a banana. So if you want to win stuff by being one of our party piece people on this Friday morning, we'll give out the winners today. And the winner today will get a choice of a night in or a night out. €100 Just Eat voucher or tickets to the just announced Mumford & Sons gig. It's happening at Malahide Castle on the 4th of July this year. The tickets actually don't go on sale for another week, so you can win them this morning before anyone can even buy them. So all the party piece people out there, get in touch with us on the email oliver@rte.ie. You can also text 51551 and on the WhatsApp as well, 087 032 32 32. And what better day would it be, because there's a huge weekend of entertainment ahead. The road to Rome is rather forlorn, unfortunately, compared to the hopes of this time last week in the rugby. Ireland were on course for a three in a row, Six Nations. Now, extremely, exceptionally, unlikely, as they say. What the rugby pundits are calling a three-peat, which they just nicked off the NFL. You remember the Super Bowl a couple of weeks ago when the Kansas City Chiefs were heading for a three-peat. They failed to do it. And it's very much an American football, a portmanteau of the words three and repeat. Three-peat, that's where it comes from. So it's Ireland versus Italy in the rugby this weekend to close off the Six Nations. Jack Crowley finally getting the number 10 jersey in 2025 as Ireland go on this desperate quest for the outside chance of retaining Six Nations. That, you know, Scotland has to beat France, basically. I think also England have to lose. I mean, there's all sorts of terrible permutations. Now, there are also sorts of cruel improvements in the squad that we could have done with last weekend. Tadhg Furlong will make his first appearance of the season coming off the bench. Gary Ringrose returns from his suspension as well. And in the named team prop, Keane Healy is not going to get his final outing because he's retiring, of course, like Conor Murray and O'Mahony. And of the starting 15, four are not from Leinster, which I think is the most so far. Two from Connacht, two are from Munster. And the big question, I suppose, Irish fans are asking is, did Andy Farrell and there by Simon Easterby make the big mistake of all by opting for the lanky Sam Prendergast, number 10, rather than Jack Crowley? Sam has now dropped, of course, for effectively the damp squib match, well, we might call it now. But what sort of message does it send to the young West Cork man who's in the papers today? In the Independent this week, Rory O'Connor was asking this very thing and was talking about the pitch from the kind of, there's a new bid essentially from the Leicester Tigers for Jack Crowley. Jack Crowley was 20, he says. The last time he faced a dilemma like this one, the stakes were just as high. That was when Ronan O'Gara gave him the chance to move to La Rochelle and he was struggling to get a look in at Munster. And it was a good offer. He was 20 years of age, the chance to work with a legendary figure from Munster himself and go on to great things in the west coast of France, which did incredible things in the years since. But within 18 months of that decision, the Crowley decided to stay at home. He made his debut from Ireland. Then he ousted Joey Carby from the Munster team and he led the province to their first trophy in 12 years. And he went to the 2023 World Cup as Johnny Sexton's backup, took over from him when he retired and led Ireland to Six Nations title, of course, in that role. It's fair to say that it worked out, the decision he made, but now he's at the other crossroads. He's at the crossroads again at the age of 25. Back then it was O'Gara and entry into La Rochelle. Now it's the Leicester Tigers. They're proposing to make Jack Crowley, very wealthy man, a deal reported to be worth more than $700,000 a year. And if he signs, it will make him the best paid Irish player in the game, one of the top earners in England and among the best paid Irish player in history. This is the guy who was not given the number 10 throughout the Six Nations that has gone wrong on us. Word that Crowley was stalling on signing the contract that's on the table from Munster and the IRFU has been doing the rounds for a couple of weeks. So at the start of the season, he would have been basically expecting a big contract coming from the IRFU. But things changed when the Sam Prendergast was backed above him. Rory O'Connor also says there's a huge amount of discontent in Munster already about a perceived bias towards Leinster when it comes to central contracting and national selection. And if Crowley walked away, the fans would draw a clear line before the decisions made in the Six Nations, and that would be the base thing. The lucrative bid from Leinster, there's a bit of hope for us here. The lucrative bid from Leicester is head turning, and it's understood he's giving it due consideration, but the Tigers don't have a head coach for next season yet. So from a rugby point of view, it might be a risky move. So down in Cork, they're shaking their heads and going, we told you he was the lad. By the way, those matches, Ireland versus Italy, 1:15 tomorrow, live on RTE2 television and with coverage on RTE Radio 1 as well. Scotland versus France will be in the evening, 7:30, which could be a sad one to watch. Well, that's the one you've to hold on for. Hope that Scotland beat France. Lots of other sport happening as well. It is Cheltenham Gold Cup Day and the Irish interest, of course, is the favourite. The Willie Mullins horse, Galloping Deschamps, going for a third Cheltenham Gold Cup in a row as the favourite. A three-peat Cheltenham Gold Cup. There you go, to bring the NFL rugby phrase into horse racing. And Mouse Morris trained Gentleman's Game is the other Irish interest in the Gold Cup, which is happening at 4 p.m. They go to post. It's a nice phrase they have there in the running, isn't it? League of Ireland, of course, well, table toppers, Drogheda United, different story from last year. They're taking on the second from the bottom, Shamrock Rovers. There's mad stuff happening in the early season of the League of Ireland. And say Pats and Bows are head-to-head at Richmond Park in the Dublin Derby. There'll be a big day out for people on the bank holiday weekend. Shelburne playing Cork City. Galway United are at home to Waterford. And that's all at 7:45 this evening. And also Sligo Rovers against Derry And that's at the Showgrounds. Okay, very good. And it's loads of fixtures as well in the Women's Premier Division, which of course is getting much more attention than it would in other years. Looking at the actual press coverage at Cheltenham, by the way, I'm seeing a lovely picture, smiling picture, and the caption, Girl Power. Rachel Blackmore, of course, who else, completing a sensational 152-1 double by riding two horses to victory on the same day. She's an unstoppable. She's only 35 still, and she dedicated both wins to her late cousin. So she steered Air of Entitlement, 16-1 home in the Mare's Novice Hurdle, and then Bob Ollinger in the Stayers Hurdle. They have very strange names on races. And that, of course, yeah, 4 p.m. goes on today as well. Air of Entitlement, you might say, about some people in America at the moment who are making the headlines overnight. This time yesterday, we were almost near joking about the beautiful warm relations between Ireland and America and the fact that Micheál and Donald Trump got on so well. The Irish Daily Mail headline this morning, that didn't take long. Trump threatens our €865 million US drinks trade. And Whiskey in the War is a play on Whiskey in the Jar in the Irish Mirror this morning. And in the Irish Sun, fears Irish whiskey on the rocks as Trump threatens his 200% increase. They point out that the bitter blow for the whiskey industry in Ireland comes only a day after President Trump welcomed Taoiseach Micheál Martin to the White House and exchanged the bowl of shamrock. And they're quoting all the various things that Trump had said, how much he loves Ireland and he would never do anything to hurt Ireland. He meant for an hour or two. And so there you have the 200% tariff. He's threatening on all wines, champagnes and alcohol products coming out of France and other EU represented countries. Now, there's an interesting kind of battle between Scotch and Irish whiskey here, because just before the COVID pandemic, Irish whiskey was certainly very much on track to pass out Scotch sales, particularly in America, but possibly worldwide as well, which would be back to what it was a century ago, Irish whiskey outselling the Scotch version of that. And this obviously would be a big boon for the Scotch industry, because they're not in the EU and they wouldn't be subject to those tariffs if he decides to spare Britain and the UK. But it's like, it's very worrying news indeed, and threatens a lot of businesses and jobs, and not to mention the investment, because people will just halt all investment with the uncertainty that's going on here. So he has that whiskey headache. He had, of course, that news about that bothersome family from County Mayo disrupting the Ireland Funds dinner. A very big crowd. There was a big laugh, wasn't there, for the guy doing speech saying this is the sort of thing that happens at Eagles games all the time, which got a big cheer. But it's just a headache. As journalists pointed out, the minute the Burke family were spotted on a plane to Washington, they thought this would be difficulty now for Micheál Martin's delegation going to America. And it seemed to be fine. They did a quiet protest, but there was the roaring and the shouting, and you'll hear more about that on the news. You don't want to say anything, do you? You don't want to risk saying anything when it comes to that group. And when Micheál Martin returns next week, there is a further headache for him. Lots of very... obviously, the housing crisis has headlines all the time, but there are just extra signs everywhere of these problems. This is the Irish Independent this morning. More than 20,000 homes are being advertised as short-term lets at a time when just under 2,300 properties are available nationwide in the private rental market. Extraordinary. We're still talking about these Airbnb and short-term lets and the housing charity thresholds, just calling on the government to just do the bloody thing they keep saying, which is pass legislation, create the register of short-term lets and release these properties into the market. Over 20,176 properties list as short-term lets. And we heard when we were in Connemara and Casla on Monday from Maureen, who lost her home in the storm, and she was telling us, of course, that the short term she's relying on the kindness of friends at the moment, but it's very hard for her to find somewhere to rent because they're all holiday homes scattered across Connemara. And aside from that, employers are also saying that two-thirds of employers say housing shortages are driving a demand for hybrid and remote working. 65% of employers said housing shortages are having an impact on the demand for hybrid and remote work, which makes it easier for workers to live in less expensive areas. And some of them are closing their offices on Fridays altogether to save on heating and other costs, because people are working from home mostly on Fridays. And just the housing shortage is just... an absolute disaster that appears to be getting worse. The CSO figures you might have heard, of course, on the news programmes of the last couple of days, showing the number of planning applications for apartments coming down the road towards us, collapsing, 39% down, 60% nearly in Dublin in terms of planning applications for apartments. So we're not building the houses. We are not turning the corners. And there is trouble as well about that figure the government said they had achieved in 2024. Sinn Féin say they have documents that prove they knew at the time of the election. So we'll be watching the government fight that accusation as well next week. So Micheál Martin got what? 24 hours of joy? And it all comes crashing down on them. Also, J.D. Vance didn't have a good afternoon. He went to the Washington's Kennedy Center last night to watch the National Symphony Orchestra and was booed by the audience. You know the backdrop to this. Donald Trump sacked the chairman of what is the National Cultural Centre of America, named in honour of John F. Kennedy. He sacked the chairman of the board and 13 of its trustees and appointed himself the new chair, very unusual, and brought in various friends as on the board, which basically is exactly what Joe Biden did. They are political appointees. Joe Biden's people were the political appointees there. And so J.D. Vance was booed, which they say is a very highly unusual event in the normally polite and restrained world of classical music. Vance ironically acknowledged the yelling and shouts of "you ruined this place" with a smile and a wave, not a bother at all, as he enjoyed himself watching the US National Symphony Orchestra in the Washington Center. So there you go, you know everything now. 51551 on the text, keep them coming in for our party piece people this morning. And sure, it's the weekend that's in it, we have to have some Irish music this morning. Who better than the Cranberries? Good morning, it's Friday.